This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to visit with Christine Van Zandt Bergen. And I might have hit the emphasis on the syllables one bit wrong, but thrilled to have you on, Christine. Christine is the Vice President of Applications at Penn Med. Penn Medicine, of course, is one of the great academic medical centers and health systems in the country. Christine, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Certainly. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate you having me on today. So as Scott said, my name is Christine Van Zandt Bergen, and I've got oversight for our core application suite. We are a 6-hospital health system located in and around the Philadelphia region with sites that extend into New Jersey. And I've been with the health system for almost 20 years now and have the pleasure every day of working with truly dedicated IS professionals and our clinical and operational teams to execute on technology to deliver, you know, at the point of care that can impact outcomes.
And talk to us about the Vice President of Applications. If I think about that role, it's not a role that even existed in many health systems 10 or 20 years ago, but probably so important today. So talk about that role and what you do. Do you get to decide, does the doctor get an app, does he not get an app, do we move an app forward on a service line for a service line or for the CFO's office? How does that work in terms of helping to weed up applications?
It's a great question and observation, Scott. You know, you're right on in that the role didn't exist as it does today, even 5 years ago. So at our institution, and I think across the country, as we've migrated away from implementation of core EHR systems, we're really in that stage around, you know, executing on what the technology that we've already installed can bring, and then identifying, you know, where the gaps are and providing guidance and direction about where non-core EHR vendors can deliver those solutions to meet the needs both on the business side and the clinical side. So I work closely with our business and clinical leadership to identify where those gaps are, where we think our vendor solutions can actually help with those gaps, and then ultimately steer in the direction of external vendors when we need to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the business and our clinicians.
And talk for a moment about the push-pull between maximizing the use of whether it's Epic or Cerner, or whatever core EHR system is in place, versus adding on applications that are best in class for certain efforts. What's that dynamic and discussion like at your system?
So in our system, we're fortunate that we've got a very strong governance structure that really helps guide that decision making, and we approach it from a couple of lenses. First and foremost, we look at our core enterprise system first and say, what can it deliver and how much of the need does it actually meet? We typically find that about 80% is met by our core vendor solutions, based on what the business owners describe as the need. And then we take that 20% gap and we say, okay, how important is that? And what impact and value and benefit would we get both for our patients and for the business if we brought in another vendor to meet that need? And then it's a discussion point, as I'm sure most organizations are having, about the relative priority of that particular ask versus the hundreds of others that we've also got on the table to determine which ones we move forward with. I'll say, you know, we're fortunate in that our business and clinical leaders are very collaborative in their approach, and they certainly understand that certain priorities need to rise to the top. COVID was a good example of that, and telemedicine and that solution needing to be executed quickly and scaled. And so we rely on them heavily to help inform our decisions.
Let me ask you a question about the flow of things. Is the flow a service line leader, a physician's office, a physician line, I know a huge system, the business office says, we've got this gap, can you help us figure out the right solution for this gap? Or is the flow, a vendor comes to you, and is this never the flow, a vendor comes to you and says, we've got this great new application, you need it, it's going to be great, and you then try and figure out whether you really do need it? What's the flow of new apps coming on board?
Yeah, we've got multiple channels, and I'll add a third to the two that you've identified. We've got business leaders and clinical leaders that come to us with a solution that they've been presented with by the vendor and have an expectation or a belief that it can actually meet a need. And sometimes we find that what they've been told or what they actually believe to be so isn't exactly the case. So we've got multiple channels where that comes in, and I think that's a challenge. Challenge in a big organization. I'm sure it's a challenge in a small organization, but we centralize those in a way that we can track on them and then make sure that they're brought forward to the right folks for, a broader evaluation. I think where we get into trouble is when we've got one single channel that's brought something forward, gets far down the road in understanding the need and or piloting without global awareness, and then we find out somewhere else is actually doing the same thing with a different vendor. So again, we've gotten better at that. I think that continues to be a challenge because vendors not only reach out to corporate services like me, but often are reaching out to our clinical and operational partners directly.
How centralized is the acquisition of applications? You sort of alluded to this. In large organizations, sometimes things will be quite centralized where it might be a simple approval process, but nothing gets added to the IT system without approval from some centralized office or area. How does that work at PenMed?
So we've got a reasonably centralized process with local variation when appropriate. And that local variation may be based on clinical services or operational needs that are unique to that site. So for example, some of our sites offer OB services, others don't. Some of our sites do orthopedics, others don't. And certainly we want to make sure that they've got the opportunity to evaluate vendor solutions that are very well appropriate given the services they're delivering. So in terms of how we balance that, we've got IF leadership that is placed at each of those sites. So what we call an EIO, an entity information officer, who's really part of information services, our corporate structure, but lives locally at the entity. And they serve a crucial role in making sure that those local requests are both tethered to the corporate services, but that the entities have a vehicle to get those needs and solutions identified.
As the world's evolved, in the old days in systems, you would have this thing happen where a service line or a physician leader would say, we need this application now, and sort of yell and scream till that application gets inputted or till it's considered seriously. Has that world sort of ended where it's not really like that anymore? I mean, that seems to be not that long ago you saw this, particularly as all these things were evolving and everybody was sort of, lobbying for their own apps they needed. Has that become a lot more tame today as people are much more back to trying to do their business? Or what do you see on that today?
Yeah, that's another great question. So my background prior to this career move was a physician assistant in cardiac surgery. And so I have a somewhat unique perspective on urgency and perhaps clinicians who work in certain spaces and how they leverage their voice and urgency. So I do think it's gotten less. What the world looked like 10 years ago in terms of need has definitely decreased. But there are, again, these niche areas where because they're very specialized, their needs are specific. And, I think on balance, clinicians and operational leaders recognize how much progress we've made and how quickly. But in some ways, that's almost highlighted their gap area needs where, our enterprise solutions aren't quite meeting the mark.
And there's an explosion in software as a service companies, health IT companies that are trying to reach people like you or trying to get into systems. How do you work through channeling and governing that? I mean, is it overwhelming at times how many different solutions people are trying to sell?
Yeah, so the software as a service part of this, you're absolutely right, has totally exploded. And for every problem, there are dozens of potential solutions. And so, again, I think the way we've approached it that's helped us immensely is the service line leaders and the operational leaders need to identify pretty specifically what their high priority items are. And then we back into, okay, what are our options for solutions in that space? We can get into analysis paralysis at times where we're trying to evaluate 10 different vendors. And then just when you get to the narrow down part and you're down to three, somebody comes up with this other vendor that nobody saw, and how about this one? And then there's three more that come along with it. And so I think right now our challenge is defining what the business need is and being really clear on basic requirements, and then setting a reasonable timeline by which you evaluate vendors in that area, because every week a new one's popping up, and you just can't get to solution and executing on that if you are in analysis paralysis.
One more question. In some organizations, there's a categorical ought or don't around custom applications. Certainly, in some of the organizations that I'm involved with, we're very, very core about don't do custom applications because it's much harder to maintain them over time, and they become costly, and you become so reliant on that one vendor. What's your perspective? Is there a perspective on custom application where we really need something versus buying some vendor's application? And then the follow-up question on that is, on vendor applications, do you have a hard bias against being the first on the vendor application, or any thoughts on that?
So two great questions. So I'll speak to the custom application and our approach on that first, and then the early adopter piece of it. So the build versus buy question's been out there, you know, for decades. And, you know, we certainly as an organization have done our fair share of build. I think where we are now with that is there's got to be some pretty significant drivers for us to invest in really that build piece of it. One, we're large, so we've got to be able to scale it to support across the enterprise and invest those types of resources. So it's got to meet a broad need across the organization to get to the build piece of that. Two is we've got to ensure that we've got the appropriate infrastructure to support whatever the it is at scale, or it doesn't move forward. And three, the relative benefit to the organization has got to be really high, right? Because the cost for us to build it, maintain it, and iterate over time on it is pretty significant. And so we do that. And then the final thing of that is we do not have a vendor solution that we think can help adjudicate that problem in the near term, right? So again, we look internal at our current vendors, identify if anybody's sort of getting closer in that space, and we may or may not hold off based on that. In terms of our vendor solutions and early in, we're largely conservative in terms of our risk, but we'll take an early adoption approach if there is a compelling clinical need or operational need and a champion in that space that really wants to move it forward. So as long as we can mitigate the risk and we've got a champion who's willing to engage in that, we really defer to the department, the entity, or the service line to indicate that they're willing to partner with us and apply resources to it. And then we try it out and we see how it goes. We time limit those engagements, and we make sure that you know, our internal partners are pretty clear up front that it is a lot of time for them operationally and clinically, and, you know, put it through the paces from a security perspective as well.
Christine, I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare podcast today, Vice President of Applications at PenMed. Just a fascinating discussion. Everybody tries to struggle with exactly these issues that you're right at the heart of, right at the forefront of. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts today.
Thanks so much, Scott.